Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Terrorist groups in the Middle East and Central Asia continue to pose a significant threat, while the volatile situation in Syria poses the risk that stockpiles of advanced weapons could fall into the hands of terrorists. According to the latest UN Secretary General's biannual strategic level report on terrorism. Nonetheless, Africa, particularly sub-Saharan Africa, has become the epicenter of global terrorism. ISIS has expanded the frequency and lethality of its attacks in the Sahel, making this region the global epicenter for fatalities from terrorist attacks, said United States Chargé d'Affaires ad interim to the UN, Dorothy Shea.
As such, ISIS Somalia, ISIS Sahel, and ISIS West Africa collectively pose a significant threat to stability and prosperity in Africa.
We're also watching closely the situation in Syria. The United States wants stability and security in the region, and we want a Syria that lives in peace with its neighbors, respects human rights, and prohibits terrorists from using its country as a safe haven, she said. The United States urges member states to repatriate expeditiously and prosecute as appropriate their foreign terrorist fighter nationals currently in northeast Syrian detention facilities.
These individuals must not be allowed to replenish ISIS's ranks. The United States is committed to preventing Syria from being used as a base for ISIS, Iranian-backed terrorism, or other terrorist groups that threaten the region. The complete and verifiable destruction of Syria's chemical weapons program is vital to regional security and stability, and ensuring these weapons are not used for terrorism.
Accountability for terrorist attacks and other terrorist activity is key to the fight against terrorism and to deterring such acts from taking place in the future, said Ambassador Shea.
In that vein, we urge the members of this council to take action and agree to list more ISIL and Al-Qaeda affiliates in the 1267 Sanctions Committee so that they will be subject to a worldwide assets freeze, travel ban, and arms embargo. Money is the lifeblood of terrorists. We must bolster our collective efforts to stem the flow of funds to terrorists and terror groups.
Countering ISIS and other terrorist groups around the world is a top priority for the Trump administration, said Ambassador Shea. The United States always stands ready to find and eliminate terrorists who threaten the United States and our allies.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.